So in this way, all the Vrishvasis came running and dancing and singing. The Arctic Ram. Yeah. Maybe another kirtan.
Take it. Just take
it. All right. So, Nanda Maharaj, he began to give charity. He opened up his treasury house with open arms. He was giving open-handedly. He was giving charity, so much charity. He gave so much charity. He gave so much charity. Those people who received that charity were feeling, I'm not worthy to receive so much charity. We ever got experience like that? We go for Jamastami collection, right? We go to our best donor's house, you know, big, big house. He gives us an envelope sealed, you know. We go back to the temple, we open it up. It looks like one or two zeros are missing, huh? That experience we got. But Nanda Maharaj was giving so much charity, those who are receiving, I'm not worthy to receive such charity. And that person also, he's feeling, oh, I want to give more, it's Jamastami, but the income tax people just caught me, my loan is coming due, this, that, he's also in pain, the person who's receiving, he's in pain. But Nanda Maharaj, he was giving open-heartedly, so much charity. In this way, the birth celebration of Krishna took place here in this wonderful Gokul. Shortly after, Krishna appeared. Then Kamsa, he tried to kill all the children, but somehow Krishna and Balaram, they were protected. So he sent Putana. I don't know what the women's livers are going to think. The first person that Krishna killed was a woman. Of course, look, all the rest were men, but he only killed them. Even Lord Ram, first demon Lord Ram killed, Taraka. Huh? Then he cut up that Suparnaka, he was worse, you know. He got two, Krishna only got one. So, Putana came. And she was a very powerful Rakshasi. She can change her form as she likes. She took on beautiful form with beautiful sari and twirling a lotus flower and beautiful flowers in her hair and twirling lotus flower. All the Vrishbhasis, as soon as they saw her, they thought, oh, maybe Sachi Devi, the wife of Lord Indra, has come to see Nandalala. Somebody said, no, it must be Gauri, wife of Lord Shiva. Somebody else said, no, it must be Swayam Lakshmi has come to take darshan of Nandalala. Nobody stopped her at all. In fact, she walked right into the house of Mother Yasoda without even knocking. And Mother Yasoda and Rohini were sitting there. Even Mother Yasoda and Rohini were struck with wonder by seeing her. Even Mother Yasoda, she's so beautiful. A doubt came in her heart. Am I the mother? Or is she the mother? Is she the mother? Or am I the mother? Even Mother Yasoda got doubt she was so beautiful. And this is most amazing because even Mother Yasoda's friends can't get darshan. Mother Yasoda is so protective. No, I just fed him and put him to bed. You come later. No, I just gave him his bath. You come later. Even her friends can't get darshan. Mother Yasoda is so protective. Now strangers walked into the house, didn't even knock. And Mother Yasoda and Rohini just sit there. Our acharyas explain it only mean that Krishna expanded his yog maya potency. Otherwise Mother Yasoda is so protective. Then Putana, she went over to where that child was lying. And Srimad Bhagavatam says he closed his eyes. If we discuss his closing of the eyes, we'll be here for the rest of the day. Every acharya has given some example, some reason. He said, oh no, what's the women's ministry going to do? So, he closed his eyes. And Mother Anputana, she picked him up, and she had poison, so powerful poison, even 10,000 elephants will die drinking that poison. She pushed her nipple, poison nipple, into Lala's mouth. Now, whenever there's poison, who do we call? Lord Shiva. This is a pastime. Everybody gets to take part. So immediately, Lord Krishna called Lord Shiva. He drank all the poison. Now, Krishna, he only enjoys loving pastimes with his devotees. He doesn't do the killing. That Prabhupada explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The killing is done by Mahavishnu. Krishna only enjoys, so Krishna, he drank all the milk. Then he called Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu is all merged within him. So Mahavishnu came, he sucked out the life. And Putana was crying, oh child, leave me! And she went running, and nobody could see, but actually Lala threw her. Because he knows when she unfolds her original form, she'll smash everything. Oh, Gokul will be smashed. He threw her. Everyone thought she jumped, but she flew through the air. We'll see that place on the way to our next place, or second to the next place, where it's low. That's the Brijbasi say, that's where Putana fell. So, everybody got to take part in this pastime. In this way, so many pastimes took place here. There's one very special pastime that took place in Gokul. One time, there was one very, very, very low caste lady in Mathura. And at a very, very young age, she lost her husband. She has no one to protect her. She has no child. She just goes to the fruit market and buys fruit at wholesale and goes to the villages selling in retail. Sometimes she gets an old log and somehow gets to the other side of Jamuna and wanders through the villages on this side with her basket of fruit. Just like you see on the train, they all come. Apple, 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 save, save, apple, apple, kill, kill, banana, kill, kill, banana, pinat, pinat, badam, badam, pinat, pinat, time pass, kill, pinat. So she would wander through the villages with her basket on her head, calling out, you know, who will come and take my kela, my apple, my banana. But all the time in the villages on this side, she would hear that there's some fellow named Nanda Maharaj who has such a beautiful child. Blackish Shamvarn boy, so beautiful. And just by hearing, this by hearing is so important, just by hearing, she became so attached to that little boy. She heard somebody calls him Kanaya, somebody calls him Gopal, somebody calls him, you know, Lala, Nanda Lala. So many beautiful names she heard. In fact, every day, sometimes she just takes some old banana trees and straps them together and gets to the other side of the Jamuna. And she's going with her basket on her head and she thinks she's calling out the names of her fruit. But she's so absorbed in thinking about that young son of Nanda Maharaj, she was just calling out, Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti, Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. And she just wandered from village to village to village every day. But she never found that beautiful son of Nanda Maharaj. One day she tied some banana trees together. She somehow rode across the Jamuna. She said, if I don't see that boy today, I'm going to give up my life. So she was wandering through the village. She came to the village here of Gokul. And she's carrying her fruit. She thinks she's singing the names of her fruit. Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. She came just in front of Nanda Maharaj's house. Govinda Damodara Madhavi, Govinda Damodara Madhavi. Nandalala, he heard her singing. He looked out the door. He saw this lady there. Govinda Damodara Madhavi, Govinda Damodara Madhavi. Now he saw sometimes Nanda Maharaj doesn't give money, he gives some other thing. So he went and to the granary, he got a whole handful of grains, little handful of grains. And he's also not very careful how to hold, you know, he's just a little boy, so they're falling out here and there and here and there. Govinda Damodara Madhavi, Govinda Damodara Madhavi. He came to the front gate and he saw that lady, and that lady saw him. And she sat down. And Nandalala opened his hand. Only two or three grains are left. He says, Lala, it doesn't matter. Govinda Damodara Madhavi, Govinda Damodara Madhavi. Lala, I'll give you so many fruits. You just do one thing. You sit in my lap and look in my eyes and say, Maya. Now Nandalala, he looked up the street this way. He looked down the street that way. Actually, Nandalala, he doesn't worry about the caste or creed or color, anything about his devotee. But still, he's playing the son of Nanda Maharaj, the king of Braj. He has to be careful, you know. So he looked up this way. He looked up that way. Govinda Damodara Madhavi. Govinda Damodara Madhavi. He sat down in that fruit lady's lap and looked into her eyes with his big lotus eyes and said, Maya. Then he jumped out. That fruit lady is so enchanted. She filled up his arms. He can't even carry. He's just barely balancing everything. And she watches this little boy just toddling down the path back to the house, carrying all these fruits. Govinda Damodara Madhavi. Govinda Damodara Madhavi. She put her basket on her head and started walking to the Jamuna, just constantly remembering those two beautiful lotus eyes, looking into her eyes with love and saying, Maya. And she was just singing, Govinda Damodara Madhavi, Govinda Damodara Madhavi. She came to the bank of the Jamuna. She noticed her basket was very heavy. She took it down and she looked inside her basket. There's rubies and pearls and diamonds and gold and silver. Unlimited wealth inside her basket. She looked at that and she thought of that wonderful lotus petal eyes. She said, what is the use of these things? She just threw her basket in the Jamuna. Govinda Damodara Madhavi. Govinda Damodara Madhavi. She just wandered down the bank of the Jamuna singing, Govinda Damodara Madhavi, Govinda Damodara Madhavi. She was never seen again. Govinda Damodara Madhavi, Govinda Damodara Madhavi. Somebody found the body and gave it to the fire. Govinda Damodara Madhavi. Govinda Damodara Madhavi. So someday, by the mercy of the gurus and the Vaishnavas, if we desire like that, that I'm not going back home without seeing Nandalala, then maybe we'll also get darshan of Nandalala. Govinda Damodara Madhavi. Govinda Damodara Madhavi. Govinda Damodara Madhavi. Govinda Damodara. So now over here, we'll go take darshan of Chinteswar Mahadev. You'll see a Shivaling, that's just one, 1,111. You don't believe me, huh? We'll see 1,111. And then a beautiful deity of Yasoda Krishna and Radha Krishna and all these babas. Where's Lakshman? Maybe our, oh, this is our Lakshman Das who stays here, protecting this nice, peaceful place. So only crazy people like me come here. Hardly anybody comes. So you leave some nice donations so we continue. Haridas has his little Gopalji Mandir over here. You can help him with small donations. You can just wander around, see all these temples, see this Chanteswar Mahadev, and then we'll go back to the buses and we'll go to a very wonderful place called Brahmandagat, where we'll take our bath because now it's nice and hot. Jai Jai!